Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
What's happening? Welcome back. Man, I thought T.I. was trapping. These young fellas, oh my goodness. 404-892-2703. That gets you in the conversation. Okay, we had Verna Jones on my show, last week? Verna Jones was on the program after he endorsed Trump. He announced resignation from House District 91. He is a state representative, a Democrat, according to him and according to his qualifying papers. He interviewed with me. He ran from the interview, refused to answer questions. So I decided, since I had him on the show, and since he's going to stay in his position, that I should have his Democratic opponent on the program as well. So on the show, we have Rhonda Taylor, and Rhonda considers herself a true blue Democrat, a Democrat who stands for the well-being of all people. She stands for equality, justice, and rights, and also champions the fight for gun control laws in our state. She says, and I quote, "I will work extra hard to ensure our children are out of harm's way while they are learning, and I will support any legislation that further balances the Second Amendment with the right to live." She says also, "My passion includes fighting to end domestic violence and sex trafficking. Therefore, I am committed to see new legislation that addresses processes that can be used to not only draw awareness, but action as well." We have Rhonda Taylor on the program, a candidate for the State House of Representatives, House District 91. Ms. Taylor, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Okay, you're running against Verna Jones. Verna Jones has come out and endorsed Donald Trump. He says the Democratic Party left him. He did not leave the Democratic Party. But House District 91 is overwhelmingly a Democratic district with Democratic voters. What has been your platform as a candidate for House District 91?
Well, right now, let me go back to the beginning. And thank you for having me on the show, Rashad. I'm sorry. I'm still dealing with a little bit of that hoarseness that I've had for the last couple of weeks. So please forgive me for that.
That's fine.
Right now, we are in a different, we've got official notice from the Secretary of State's office that Mr. Vernon has withdrawn from the race. So I am literally the representative elect at this point. And so our focus is to concentrate on being visible in the community for those who may not know me or may not know me well, to have an opportunity to get to know me and to find, to realize that I am accessible and that I'm working for them and that I represent all, everyone. So we've kind of pivoted from the campaign in reference to the opposition, because if you vote for the opposition, if you vote for Mr. Jones, your vote will not count. And that's extremely important because of the time constraints and the absentee ballots having already been mailed out. The Secretary of State was unable, and the local county elections offices were unable to insert the notification that Mr. Jones has indeed withdrawn from the race. So it's important that the voters understand that if they vote for Mr. Jones, their vote will not count.
This is really interesting because I spoke with Faye Cofield's attorney, and Faye Cofield is the resident in House District 91 who filed the residency challenge against Verna Jones. And the attorney basically said exactly what you're telling me, except during that time, the Secretary of State had not generated an official letter. But you're saying that right now you have an official letter from the Secretary of State saying that Mr. Vernon Jones is not a qualified candidate, meaning he's not on the ballot, even though his name appears on the ballot, correct?
That is correct. I got the confirmation again from my local supervisor, Board of Elections, on Tuesday.
Do you have the copy of the letter from either the local Board of Elections or the Secretary of State?
The letter that he wrote or the letter that they wrote to the Board of Elections?
Well, the letter that generated from the governmental entity.
No, I do not have a copy of that. That would not have.
Okay, we want to track down a copy of that because that's important. I am aware of the letter that Vernon Jones wrote basically saying he's not qualifying to run again, blah, blah, blah. I know about that letter, but we were waiting to get an official copy of the letter from the Secretary of State saying exactly what you're saying. Now, I'm not disputing your facts. It adds up with everything else I've been able to investigate and find, but we still need that official letter. Is there a way, Ms. Taylor, that you can get that official letter today?
Yes, sir, it is. Absolutely. I declined. I was offered and I declined it, not knowing that you would have wanted it, but absolutely, I can make that happen for you.
This puts your candidacy in a different space. Obviously, you are now the de facto state representative for House District 91. It is a powerful district. You are representing a large part of DeKalb County, and I also think a part of Rockdale County. Am I correct?
That is correct.
What will you do? Go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say that this is the largest African-American voting block in the state. Is District 91.
What is your stance on the economic development of your district and really overall for the state of Georgia, because you will vote on state matters?
Well, I'm glad you asked that question, Rashad, because we have so much undeveloped area on that back end of 212 coming into Rockdale County, and we have an opportunity to do more economic development. I would love to see a live, work, and play kind of concept brought into the middle of the district that way. Economic development is absolutely vital, but we don't want just economic development. We want a defined economic development. We want opportunities for long-term livable wages. We don't want another one of those liquor stores or the Family Dollar stores. We really want businesses that will impact households. It's like a working economy for the working people. So I envision supporting any measure that can bring that to our district, as well as working within the district, just to be able to see what our options are. I've been talking to the mayor of Stonecrest, and he has the vision of it, of course, of economic development, which is exciting. And so just wanting to be able to be in there and find out what is optional, what is available, what we can do, and how the community will respond to that is important to me.
Wow. You are also a champion for women's rights, and you are wholly against the industry of sex trafficking in Georgia. What I want to do is allow you an opportunity, Ms. Taylor, to talk about those platforms as well on the other side of the break, okay?
Okay, sure.
All right. You're getting real with the Realest Man on radio. I'm here with Rhonda Taylor, who is the opponent of Vernon Jones, kind of. Vernon Jones, according to Ms. Taylor, is no longer on the ballot, even though his name may appear. She is saying on this interview, a vote for Vernon Jones is a throwaway vote because he is no longer a qualified candidate, and the Secretary of State has informed her and her campaign that she is basically the de facto state representative. We got more on the other side. You're getting real with the Realest Man on radio, the Rashad Richard Morning Show. What's happening? Welcome back. You're still getting real with the Realest Man on radio. The House District 91 race looks to be unchallenged because Rhonda Taylor, the initial challenger against incumbent Vernon Jones says the Secretary of State has informed her that Vernon Jones, while his name may be on the ballot, is not on the ballot anymore for this race, which makes Rhonda Taylor the de facto House representative for District 91. Rhonda Taylor is on the program. She's talking about her platform and what she will do as a state representative in Georgia. Rhonda, thank you for remaining on the show.
Yes, absolutely.
Let's talk about your fight against human sex trafficking. I work with a number of organizations dedicated to fight that extreme, insane evil permeating through our city, through our state. What's your platform on it?
Eradicating it. Simply put, eradicating it. It's an industry that makes more money than the drug industry. Oh, excuse me. And that's unacceptable. You know, Rashad, that I've been out there in the trenches for many years fighting and advocating for our community and for our girls. And some of those organizations that you work with, we've collaborated with under the National Council of Negro Women. I'm the founder of the Rockdale Newton Section. And we have worked very hard to inform, educate, and to reach those young girls. We have done a number of just meetings with the legislators in the past to bring laws about that would separate the definition or the defining of the actual pimp, for lack of better words, or even the victim, which would be the person being sex trafficked. We know that they are as young as 9 years old, both male and female children, that are being exploited across not just Georgia, but across the country. And so I have actually overseen over the Antioch, well, AME Church for the 6th Episcopal District. We've done trainings where our churches are aware, leadership in our churches rather, are aware that of the signs of the communications and the conversations they should be having to recognize it, because it's extremely important that our children have an opportunity to grow up and to be all that they can be. And this has more impact than you would imagine, mentally as well as physically, emotionally. It is just a terrible thought that our children could leave home on their way in one direction and end up somewhere being exploited in another direction. So I'm going to continue to champion for it. We have some laws that are sunshine that we are going to be looking at that we are hoping to extend, and we are going to be ever increasingly coming up with laws that will absolutely eradicate this terrible, terrible menace in our society.
Can you give us a description of the response since Vernon Jones decided to endorse a Republican president? I would imagine that some voters felt somewhat betrayed because they have entrusted him to represent their values, and this seems to be a turning of that. How has the response been since he announced it?
Overwhelming in many different ways. We have had calls from all over this country. That's one of the reasons why I'm coming forth this morning. We have had people just pouring into our campaign just to say that what his behavior was unacceptable. That's what I hear so often. But the people are shocked. Some are shocked. Some are not. Others are just kind of a little confused. They're concerned. I've heard different justifications, the passing of his mom recently, which we all can understand, certainly. And this, and they're just blown away that the person they elected has decided that he would be supporting the opposite side, which is betrayal, as you have put it. I've just heard from all over this district, both DeKalb and Rockdale, and they are upset, and that's putting it mildly.
Yeah. All right. Well, it seems like his candidacy is no more. His term will simply expire naturally. And that's when you will be sworn in. Is that pretty much how it will happen?
Yes, sir. January, I'll be sworn in, and I'm working already. I'm out there working with the other candidates that are in this election because we want to keep all every seat that we have in the House and flip it if we can. We need 14 to flip it. And so I'll be working. I'm already out there working. I'm already researching some local bills. And, this is not new to me. This is a natural matriculation. So I'm in here. I don't know a lot about what's going on. I know we're in the middle of COVID-19. I know that we're only going back into, they're only going to go back into session for the abbreviated session for the budget. So a lot of the bills that were on, that was in committee hearings or on the calendar to be heard, voted on, are at standstill. So I got to get in there and figure out, you know, where are we going to, what is leaving off now and where we pick up in January. So I'm busy learning and communicating with the legislators and getting to know and see where I'm going to fit in to make the best impact that I can bring to the table.
Have you had any conversations? Have you had any conversations with Vernon Jones about transition?
No, I have not.
Are you going to?
I don't expect to, but I welcome it.
Yeah. What kind of relationship do you have with Representative Jones, if any?
Amicable. Let's just say that.
I would say the same. All right. Listen, I appreciate you. You are definitely qualified. I know your background. I've known you for years. We've worked together, just like I've worked with Vernon Jones on many things in the past. And I'm thankful that they will have a great representative. House District 91 will be represented well. I appreciate you being on my show today.
Thank you so much for having me, Rashad. You enjoy the rest of your day.
You too, my friend. We'll talk soon.
All righty. Bye-bye.
All right. There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. You heard it here on the Rashad Richie Morning Show. First, Vernon Jones is no more in House District 91. He will simply allow his term to naturally expire, but he is not on the ballot as of now. Not on the ballot. I will make sure the confirming documentation is presented. You're still getting real with the realest man on radio, the Rashad Richie Morning Show.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!